Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
All right then, welcome to the big quiz of 2025, where we push our contestants to the limit, testing their knowledge and basically sussing out if they've been paying attention for 2025. So it's a game of 10 rounds. Some will be team questions, some have to be answered solo. So without any further ado, let me introduce our teams. On the blue team, we've got broadcasting legend Brian Dobson and pop culture nut and podcaster Fionnuala Jones.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Brendan.
And on the red team, comedy icon Pat Short, and joining him is one half of the Ashlings and Irish Times columnist Emer MacLysett.
Hello.
Hey, thank you. Hello.
Okay, you're all very welcome. How's everyone? A good 2025 so far? Are you feeling confident today, Pat?
Yeah, very confident. Yeah.
And you're feeling competitive, I can see, yeah?
Yeah, I'm hoping that Brian Dobson, after retiring, is paying no attention to the news because he's sick and tired of it.
Do you pay attention to the news, Brian?
I mean, when I retired, which was May of last year, I kind of did turn off a bit. Then I found it quite difficult to turn it back on again, but I do try. But I'm probably more like a normal person now. I'm less obsessed by it than I was when I was working it.
Emer, do you keep up with current events?
Not as much as I used to. I used to be a radio news reader and I knew literally everything, including sport. I used to do really good in fantasy football because I knew everyone who was injured and who was playing, but these days I'm a bit less, so I'm a little concerned. But
most of our questions are about this year.
I know.
When you were a news reader. Fionnuala, what kind of questions are you hoping will be coming up today?
I'm kind of worried about all of them, which is great going into a quiz. I don't know if I've mentioned, but I got married this year and that took up a lot of brain space. So
okay. We'll see if we can work in
something. Sorry, Brian.
We can work in something around that, yeah. But of course, you two, I know, are around on the pub quiz circuit anyway, Fionnuala and Brian together. So there's a magic there already. All right, let's get started. We'll ease in with a music round. Brian Dobson, Taylor Swift's 12th studio album was released in 2025, as you know, the look on his face. Which of these is a track from that album? The album is called The Life of a Showgirl. Is it The Fate of Phaedra, The Fate of Electra, The Fate of Ophelia, or The Fate of Cleopatra? Stop looking at him.
It's too late now. This is just a Fate of Phaedra.
No. It's the
throw it over to us. I know it.
I know everyone knows it except Brian Dobson. That's why I asked him. It is, of course, The Fate of Ophelia. Let's have a quick listen to it. It's coming back to you now, Brian. Okay, Emer, you're a bit of music. Let's have a listen now to our former Oogteron, Michael D. Higgins.
They tried the nails on her hips and buckets of gruel were brought. But when you came, the stench around her open mouth told you that the red cow was dying.
Okay, so that was a clip from the album released this year by our 9th president, Michael D. Higgins. Can you name the album, or indeed any of the tracks on it?
My God. Let's go with How Much Is That Bernese Mountain Dog in the Window?
Okay. That's actually not either the name of the album or any track.
I take you back
to the bit we heard there. It seemed to be about a red cow that was dying, as if he wrote about the
death of the red cow.
The death of the red cow.
Amazing.
Half a point.
That's crazy. Okay, that's crazy.
Okay, Fionnuala, you won't be. Don't complain because you're getting a really easy one now. Who set the internet alight by singing to her former husband, allegedly, "You let me think it was me in my head and nothing to do with them girls in your bed"?
Oh, our West End girl, Lily Allen.
Yeah, we should have given that to Dobbo. Let's have a listen.
And now I'm in London and I'm all alone. I'm in a hotel.
Lily Allen's album was a big story in your world this year.
Huge. Still continues to be. I think it's heading to the stage. There's talks of a stage adaptation. I'm sure she's doing two dates in Dublin next year, which I will be front row screaming along.
And then we'll wait for the husband's tour as well.
yeah. Yeah. We'll wait.
Yeah, yeah. He's keeping his head down for the time being still.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so Pat, yes. Just not to put any pressure on you now, right? But your team has a half.
Okay.
They have 1 point, so it's all coming down to you here now. Irish superstar C-Mat released a single earlier this year in which a former Taoiseach is mentioned. Can you name the song?
Oh, I was going to mention the Taoiseach. You didn't have to do that to me. I'm afraid I can't. I know the song, but I can't name it.
Okay, the song is actually called, as the album is, Euro Country.
Could he name the Taoiseach for half a point?
Brendan, this is.
Well done.
Good idea. Go on, name the Taoiseach.
Heard.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And to get the other half point, what is C-Mat's real name? On his own, Emer, back
God,
off.
I know it's C.
The clue is in the question.
It is, isn't it? It's in this. No, I can't.
She's Ciara Mary Alice Thompson. Here's a bit of Euro Country. C-Mat there, Euro Country. Emer, a huge year for C-Mat, wasn't it?
Absolutely amazing. I went to see her in the Three Arena, her first Three Arena headline show there a couple of weeks ago, shortly before she then ran onto the Late Late Toy Show set. It was very thrilling.
Yeah, okay. Right, time now for our Reeling in the Years round. So in this round, each of you will have 30 seconds thereabouts to give your thoughts on what stories from 2025 will make it into Reeling in the Years in the future for this year. I'll decide who wins here. It'll be based on passion, imagination, maybe credibility, and my decision will be final. So we'll start with you, Emer.
I'd like to think Maria Steen's blue handbag will make it onto Reeling in the Years 2025 as kind of summing up the slight mess that happened just before our presidential election and all the Flatleys and the McGregors and everyone else who didn't quite make it into the race. I think Maria and her handbag is a real iconic image of our pre-election times.
Okay, anything else?
What about Owen Hayes, picture of Owen Hayes doing blackface, unfortunately, at a college party in 2009 that emerged just as he returned to the Social Democrats.
Okay, there are two things that those two people would be delighted to see unreeling in the years and years to come. Brian, I'm hoping for some more sense from you on this.
I'm thinking of a place rather than a story. I'm thinking of the Oval Office in the White House, which has become this kind of theatre of nightmares or dreams or whatever mood Trump happens to be in. We had Zelensky getting monstered by Trump and J.D. Vance at the start of the year. We had Micheál Martin going in on St. Patrick's Day for that visit.
A tense moment for all of us.
Exactly. Yeah. And then we had a few days later, it's Conor McGregor arrives to take the plaudits of Trump. We had Keir Starmer going in and remember flourishing that invitation from the King.
I bear with me an invitation from the only King. Yes.
So I think 2025 is characterised by what went on in the Oval Office of the White House. I suppose, I don't know, there's other images of the year. Michael Lowry giving his two fingers. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was a bad one. You know, those kind of things kind of would maybe stick in the air. I'm not sure. Yeah, it wasn't a vintage year really for politics, even with a presidential election. I mean, we had the Jim Gavin episode and all the rest of it, and you know, but I mean, I think it was a bit of a treading water year.
They don't make the years okay, that was pretty good. I'd say he's marginally ahead so far. Pat.
Well, I think the Oasis gigs probably was a big one this year.
Yeah.
And the debacle over the price of the tickets and all that went on, and everyone walking around town with those silly hats on them. Mm-hmm. I think, and the pop-up shop in town. I mean, it was remarkable. These guys haven't talked to each other for ages, and then they get back together for this huge gig, making huge amounts of money, and people loved it. They all went mad for it.
Yeah, that will absolutely be in Reeling in the Years. Fionnuala, anything left for you?
I can't believe this is what I'm saying as someone who's not a hugely keen follower of golf at all, but Rory McIlroy getting the Grand Slam and just bawling, crying. That walk from the course to get his jacket, and he's just, the tears are streaming and the camera's like face on him. Like Martin Scorsese couldn't do it. You know what I mean? Like I was shook in the bed watching it happen. And also, of course, obviously, Catherine Connolly and the Keepy Uppies at such a weird pivotal point in what had already been a very weird weird presidential election campaign and, you know, wasn't really sure if she was going to edge it. And then all she has to do is kind of, you know, trump some kids at football. And there you go. Election won.
OK, so we give we'll give Dabo 2 points there. He wins. We'll give Fionnuala 1 point for juxtaposing golf and keepy uppies. And we'll give Pat and Emer half a point each.
Oh, for the love of God.
Yeah.
It
feels like a fix.
Digest that. Digest that. And
I'm not sure what the fix
score.
Is, but it feels like a fix.
it's a marathon, not a sprint. Next up is a mystery voice round, and this is very simple. So we'll play you a very short clip of a famous person. You tell me that who that is. If you can't get it on the short clip, there is a longer clip available, but you only get, Emer, your standard half a point for that.
Rude.
But we will allow conferring on this one. So, Emer, who's this?
7, 8, 9 months.
Oh, I know.
Who do you think it is?
Sorry, I was just talking to that.
Do you want to confer for half?
Would it be Roy Keane?
It would be Roy Keane.
Yes.
Well done. The blue team, half a point for you. Brian, who is this?
You have all chosen...
I know. Did you watch
the
Traitors?
No, you're conferring.
Wait, I know. We could confer.
That's all right.
That's conferring.
We're going for the half point.
Okay, all right.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We'll go for the half point.
Yep.
Okay. You didn't watch the Traitors.
Off you go. No.
Siobhan McSweeney.
Okay, that was less conferring than you just answering.
Sorry.
The idea of
I
conferring
had chicken, dear Brendan. Sorry.
Is that you'd bring him along the road a little
gently.
Bit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, Pat, who is this?
Deepens the work.
Oh. That's tough. Can I hear it again?
Again?
Yep.
Deepens the work.
Oh, good God. Have you any good to me?
Like, I know who it is, but my brain won't tell me.
Tell me.
Would you like to confer with your brain? Okay, do you want to hear the longer clip?
Please.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, now, we're going to get into quarters and everything here. Okay. Hear the longer clip.
No, that's a farce.
You're on half a point, so try and do it yourself.
I think
first.
I know who it is. Go on.
We share an awful lot of interests. And again, I think that just deepens the work.
Not a hope in
no.
it. No. No, my
even brother. On a confer.
No.
Could another team answer for
we
half a point?
Pass it over for half a point. Go on.
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy. Well done.
The cork well,
it's like a court bias.
Okay, Fionnuala, this fix. Is your own one now. Okay.
All the fizzy that you want.
Oh, that's on the tip of the brain. Could I get it one more time?
Yeah.
All the fizzy that you want.
Is it Kyla Cobbler?
Oh my God, well done, it is.
Wow.
No conferring well done, or anything. Yeah. Okay. That's the mystery voice.
I'm really good at sounds.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to offer a bonus point to Emer and Pat. I think if everybody is calling fix, that means I'm...
No, but not everyone is calling
fair.
Fix is the thing. Yeah. I believe in the constitution of prison.
They're calling fix as well.
I can't hear
okay,
myself at all.
So... For a bonus point.
Lovely. Thank you, Brendan.
What do those four people have in common?
Roy Keane, Kyla Cobbler, Siobhan McSweeney.
Well, Cork would be a thing.
There you go. Okay. Point for you guys there.
Oh,
that's
thank
it.
God.
The point for the red
thank
team.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Next, we've got our talk about round, where we ask you to talk about a topic for 20 seconds. Now, the thing is, I have 6 key words written down here associated with that topic. So to get the point, you need to give me 4 of those words, okay? We may revise that down depending on the quality across the 3, but let's see how we get on. We'll start with you, Brian. Your talk about topic, and I just wait until I start the timer because I know you'll be straight in on this one. K-pop demon hunters.
Are a South Korean musical phenomenon. They have made a movie. They are very big with teenagers. They are... you're kind of exhausting my knowledge of K-pop demon hunters, but it's been a great success among anybody under 15, which puts me well out of the frame of their target audience.
Okay, look, you didn't get a lot of the words, but you know what? it was a brave stab to be able to say anything about it. So half a point there for Brian Dobson.
Good job. Pat, good job.
Yes. Yours is kneecap.
Kneecap.
Yeah, and go.
Kneecap from Northern Ireland. Where's the berry or the mask thing?
Balaclava.
Thank you very much.
Irish
flag balaclava.
Yeah.
They've been. He was in court in England, and they do great work with the Irish language. Gael Goes. They speak the Irish, and rap artists and the movie.
Okay, you know what? You actually got 4. You got court case, Irish language, North of Ireland, balaclava. So a full point for Pat Short there, a kneecap expert. Emer, your talk about topic is Troy Parrott, and go.
Troy Parrott is a young Irish footballer. He scored an absolute clincher of a goal, three goals, in fact, against Hungary to get Ireland.
What would you call it, three goals?
A hat trick. Yeah. To get Ireland through to the next stage of qualifying of the World Cup. Right. They'll play Croatia in the next match in March. Troy Parrott is from Dublin.
Any particular club? Okay, you know what? We'll give you hat-trick Ireland football and World Cup.
Yes.
Emer, well done. Full point there for you. Now, Fionnuala, boomer territory for you, I'm afraid. Yours is they're celebrating 50 years together as a band this year, the Boomtown
Rock. I'm going to snap. Okay.
And go.
Bob Geldof is the front man. They sing I Don't Like Mondays, a band... Some men, piano, there's a keyboard. Bob Geldof was on run for president,
song?
But then he didn't.
Song?
Lots of great
versions.
Songs that we all
not
love.
Not one, no.
No.
Okay.
Well, I did have the Mondays one.
Yeah. You did, yeah. Sorry. Okay, yeah, good. Bob Geldof, Mondays, rock band, and presidency.
Okay.
I mean, it's hardly. You hardly did it with distinction. Technically,
I was too angry.
If I'd had man written down there as well, okay. So full point for Fionnuala there. Oh. Well done. Okay. The next round is one you won't have done a round like this before. It's called Who Is Taller and Who Is Older, right? And it's a round of two parts.
Okay.
So first, we're going to ask. Who is taller, okay? And a disclaimer on this, the answers are based on information available on the internet, okay? Okay, so these are team questions.
Okay.
You
okay.
may confer okay. because I think a little bit of discussion could be helpful here. So Brian and Fionnuala, the blue team. Who is taller, King Charles, Tommy Tiernan or Rosanna Davison?
What you think?
I would say King Charles.
Okay, but Rosanna Davison is a model though. They have to be tall to be a model.
She is tall. Yeah, she is tall. I don't think it's Tommy.
I don't think it's Tommy either.
Well. So it's a toss up between King Charles and Rosanna Davison.
I'll let you take
Rosanna.
The lead.
We go for Rosanna.
Oh, do you want to go for Rosanna?
Yeah.
Okay, but if I'm wrong, I'm really sorry.
That's okay. We're a team. We're going to stick together.
Absolutely. I love that energy. Rosanna Davison, please.
Okay. And in fact, according to the internet, Rosanna Davison and King Charles are the same height at 5'10". Tommy Tiernan is 5'11".
No
points there for the blue team.
Oh, sorry, Tommy.
Okay, the red team next. Emer and Pat, who is tallest? Daniel O'Donnell, Alan Carr or Rashida Adeleke?
Okay, it's not Alan Carr. I feel like he's very short. I've actually met Daniel O'Donnell, but he was lying down. It's a story for another time. Daniel or Rashida? She's pretty tall.
Yeah, she is. I've met Daniel numerous times.
He's standing up.
He's tall. He's tall as well. I'd go Rashida.
I'd go Rashida as well. Let's go Rashida.
Yeah, Rashida. She's 6 foot.
We're back in the game.
And Alan Carr, both 5'10". So they're actually the same height as Rosanna Davison and King Charles as well. Okay, well done, red team. Okay, and now we're into the second half of this. Who is older? And just to explain the rules of this, this is where I ask, who is older?
Okay.
And another disclaimer, the answers again in this case are based on information from the internet.
Okay.
So, the blue team, who is older? Katie Taylor, Simon Harris or Brezzy?
Oh, I
think Brezzy.
Also am kind of leaning towards Brezzy for some reason because I think Simon Harris is in or around... who is the first person?
Katie Taylor. She's a boxer.
I think she's
enjoyed some success down the years.
So I think Brezzy might be touching 40 or I mean, and I think
or
Simon,
in it a bit, which is not a value judgment. It's
no, it's just a statement of fact. Whereby I'm sure Katie Taylor and Simon Harris are still in their 30s. I think Simon Harris definitely still in his 30s.
Will we take a punt?
Look at that scientific mind.
Thank
God.
Just crunching it all there under pressure. The muscle memory comes back so quickly. They're the kind of judgments you would have been making on the news. Who's older? Really? Under pressure, yeah. And correct the blue team. The answer is Brezzy.
Yes!
High five.
So, red team, who is older? Gráinne Shorga. You'll notice we're not giving people's age, by the way, in the answer, because we wouldn't do that to people. Who is older? Gráinne Shorga, Cillian Murphy or Ronan O'Gara?
Oh, that's tricky.
Who's older?
Yeah.
I know 100%.
Yeah, who's older? Did you get the name in the round? Who's
older? Yeah. Grainne Shoigh.
Do you think it's Grainne?
You ran a bit quick with that, weren't you?
I know.
Yes.
I know Grainne. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Grand. Okay.
Years ago.
Okay. Well done. Points all round there. Mm-hmm. Okay. So next up is our specialist subject round. This is where you will all get a chance to shine on a specialist subject of your own.
I have a bad feeling.
Individual questions. You're on your own for this one. So Pat, your specialist subject is Tipperary.
Okay.
What year did the first Féile take place?
1991. Oh. No, 1990?
Yeah. Okay, 1990. We'll give you half there. Okay, to make up your full point, okay. do you know who headlined on the Friday night?
Oh, of the first Féile.
Okay, Féile. Big guitars, but not like U2, but they had the big guitars. It was the big guitar music, remember?
It wasn't Saw Doctors, was it? No.
No. Scotland.
Big Country.
Big Country.
Yes, of course.
Plus the album that every house in the country had at that time. Like, he was enormous.
Oh, yeah, David Gray.
Let's have a listen.
David Gray, was it? And
all I can do. Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Did
you?
I did.
You okay. Supported Meatloaf.
I did, Patrick. Down in Killarney. Yeah.
No way, yeah.
Down in the Horns and Trellis. Yeah. That's where it was. Yeah.
What kind of a crowd?
It was crazy. Yeah, it was mental. Yeah. It was an all-day festival. Myself and John had a band called Cattle Dealers Lament. We were on the...
There was a meat
team. There was a meat team.
Yeah. It was nuts.
Okay, Pat, next question. How many senior All-Ireland Championship hurling titles do Tip have?
Oh, my God. 20-something?
Yeah.
8?
29.
Oh,
you're very close to a lot of these. We'll take this into account in our judgments.
Who is doing the adding up? Because I feel desperately sorry for you.
I'm doing the adding up in my head. I have it all under control.
Perfect.
Yeah.
A flawless system.
I'm like Dabo. I'm used to thinking faster.
Oh, yeah.
The plates I'm juggling in here at the moment, you don't want to know. Pat, Clonmel is Tipperary's largest town, as you know, but what is the population? I'll give you three options.
Yes.
Is it 18,369, 22,679 or 28,315?
28 seems too big and 22 seems too big as well. 18, I'll go with
Well 10. Done, yeah. And again, that according to the internet, it could have changed since then, so don't text in. Which Tipperary actress starred opposite Brad Pitt in a recent blockbuster Hollywood movie?
Oh, Kerry Condon.
Yeah. Well done.
I worked with her on Banshees.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Now, you've worked with them all. From the loaf right across to Kerry Condon. Pat, do you think you've been around too long at this thing? Is there anyone left on your bucket list to work for now?
You'll ask a question about the Pope and Pat will be like, oh,
we kicked football together.
he didn't get the crowd going in the INEC in Clarny very well that night. Okay, so let's move on to Fionnuala. Your specialist round is Pokemon.
Yeah.
Okay, and you pride yourself, I know, on knowing everything there is to know about Pokemon. So let's see about that.
Which makes me deeply worried about this, okay.
Which Pokemon is number 001 in the Johto Pokedex?
Oh, in Johto, Chikorita.
Good God, you're right.
I have a tattoo of Chikorita. She's my favourite Pokemon.
Okay, so Chikorita, not Bulbasaur.
Not Bulbasaur, because that's Kanto, guys. You're playing checkers, I'm playing chess, okay?
Different language.
I know this.
Do you want to confer with Dabo?
I feel I'm back in K-pop today.
I've got this.
Okay.
You just sit there, I've got this.
Okay, watch this. This could be very impressive. In Pokemon Red and Blue, what type is Gengar or Gengar?
Oh, Gengar.
Despite what many players assume.
Oh, okay. Do people think it's ghost, but it's a different type?
Yes, it's a ghost something hybrid.
A ghost
and a
typing, like as a Pokemon.
Yeah, I am beyond the limits of my knowledge, but I think so. Yes,
in red and blue, psychic.
Ghost, no, sorry, ghost and poison, but impressive.
Oh, yeah, we give you half. You should give her a half.
We give you half.
Thank
give
you.
I'm impressed with
that. Okay, if the other team are demanding a half.
I really do appreciate that. I've been hurting you guys, so I appreciate that.
Okay, which Pokemon evolves only by being traded while holding a metal coat?
Oh my God, is it Scythe?
No.
No, it's not. It's
Go on.
No, and it's not Onyx either, is it? It is Onyx. It is Onyx and Tiselix.
Yeah, in fairness, I kind of conferred with you there.
Sorry,
by nodding.
But I appreciate it.
In fairness, it is Onyx and Tiselix. We give her a point.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
This is mastermind territory.
Finally, in Pokemon, your time with Andre Carson, in Pokemon Gold and Silver, which gym leader uses dragon type Pokemon?
Oh, she's the last one. What's her name? She is a lair. She has Dragonair. She has, what is her name? She throws a big strop when you beat her at the end. What is her name? Oh my God, I could probably name you every single one.
Okay, what if I told you she's the Blackthorn City gym leader?
Yeah, I know. I know when she has blue hair.
Yeah, she has blue hair. She's a lair. What do you think her name might be?
Claire.
All right, yeah.
Claire?
Give her that, everyone. I think that's fairly impressive. Wow. Do you spend way too much of your time finding out this kind of stuff? How do you know so much about Pokemon?
Pokemon. I just love the games. I love the anime slightly less, but I've kept up with all the games. I love it so much. So much fun.
Okay, Emer, time for your specialist subject. Carveries.
Okay.
Do you want to explain to people why carveries is your specialist subject?
Well, I believe they're everyone's specialist subject, really, in their hearts. But so much my specialist subject that I have a podcast dedicated to carveries with my friend Esther called Emer and Esther's Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther.
And you have a whole jargon around carveries. I was reading a great piece you wrote recently. Give me a few of the technical terms.
Yeah, we call like the joint, usually the beef joint that's on the go under the heat lamp, is the active joint. Yeah. The whole kind of rig with the bat, I just said it there, the rig is the carvery rig.
So you would judge the rig when you walk in. Like,
We like to see what each Ban Marie is holding, you know, the brown tray of joy.
Okay. So, carvery questions.
God.
What is the correct temperature if you want a joint of beef cooked medium? And just to say, we are sticking the meat thermometer into the central point of the joint here, and we're talking about the temperature straight from the oven, as against after resting.
I feel like I'm going to get this so wrong that Board B are going to be
go on. In Celsius.
140?
That'd be well done.
Okay.
Not well done to you. Well done. 60 to 66. Okay. I'm taking that from nor.com.
Okay. So, well, listen, I grew up eating my mother's very well done beef. Yeah, clearly, so, sorry, ma'am.
Irish mammy beef could be up to the 200s. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right. This is an easier one, maybe. This is more from the consumer side. That was a bit chefy.
I'm buying the beef. I'm not cooking it.
All right. Name five types of potato you could get at a carvery.
Oh, God. Roast potato, mashed potato, potato gratin, croquettes. Ooh, I need a fifth. Chips.
Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. There are two commonly accepted situations, right, where two types of roasted meat are allowable on a single carvery dinner plate.
Okay.
What are those two situations?
A turkey and ham Christmas dinner.
Yes.
A second.
Yes.
Two types of roasted meats. Is it going to be a beef and maybe a pig in a blanket?
No.
Going a bit British there.
Yeah, you wouldn't get that now in...
Is this very obvious or am I...
Yeah, it's very obvious. It's very close to the first one.
Chicken.
That's conferring. Chicken and ham. Yeah.
Chicken and ham. Yeah.
I'm doubting myself now because you're the expert.
Chicken and ham isn't.
Oh, chicken and ham. Yeah.
What about the spiced beef, Brendan? What about this? Do you have a
more cork chat?
What about the spiced beef?
I was wondering when someone would say it. I suppose that yes, that technically would be a situation where you would get another meat with your spiced beef. This is double. Like he's
always thinking the next move ahead.
I've got the questions and he still knows more. Okay, and this is a tricky one, but you might know it. In what decade and what city was the carvery lunch first recorded?
1950, London.
My God, you're right.
Crazy.
Carveries existed as early as 1956 in London in two Lion's Corner houses. Excellent,
there
Brian.
Wow.
Your specialist subject, it's sailing.
It's sailing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are a keen sailor, aren't you?
I'm a keen sailor.
Okay,
yes, right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There are dozens of ropes on a sailing boat, but none are called ropes. They're sheets, halyards and the like. But what is a Cunningham and what does it do?
A Cunningham is a rope that holds down the sail at the mast.
Yeah, a Cunningham downhaul pulls down the luff front bottom corner of the mainsail. I think. Well done.
Yeah.
Okay. Where in Ireland would you find the Lucifer Bank?
The Lucifer Bank. I actually don't know, but I'll chance the Irish Sea.
Yeah, off the coast of somewhere.
Wexford.
Well done.
Yes.
What is VMG and what does it mean?
Velocity made good. It means your progress towards your destination.
Look at this. Oh, this is big. No, this is like mastermind.
What a
yes.
sight to see.
And it discards drift due to tide and wind and gives you an accurate measurement of how quickly you're getting to where you want to go.
Even if you're tacking, as in zigzagging.
Yeah, as you and I well know. Yeah. As
against. Well, you're from Cork. Everyone sails in Cork.
Speed right? over the ground, which is a different measure. SOG. Okay, there are four yacht clubs in Dunleary. The three oldest have well-established nicknames. They are known as the Knobs, the Snobs, and the Yobs. Which is which?
Oh, I'm never entirely sure, but I think the Snobs is the Royal Irish Yacht Club.
No.
Well, that must be the Knobs then.
Yeah.
And then the Snobs are the George.
Yeah.
And the Yobs are the Royal or the National Yacht Club.
Yeah, not bad.
Well done.
A little bit of a wobble, but I think that was good.
And the other is anymore.
The other is the Dunleary Motor Yacht Club, and they were only founded in 1965, so they're too new to have earned a nickname, apparently. By the way, those questions were set by a former RT colleague, Fergal Keane, also a keen sailor.
Yeah.
Okay, time now for our people and things in the news round, and this is an individual round, no conferring, okay? Fionnuala, what well-known teacher has spent over 500 days in jail since 2022 and was arrested again last month?
Hmm.
So file through all the well-known teachers.
Just a hunch. Is it Enoch Burke?
It is Enoch Burke. Brian, who in March 2025 told TDs they were making a holy show of themselves?
It was the Ciarán Cóirle.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And her
Verona,
name?
Verona Murphy.
Yes. Well done. Brian, so you think it was... a dull enough year in general. What about the year in politics? Any observations?
Yeah, well, we had the election, we had the presidential election, we had the arrival of the Left Alliance, which was, I suppose, a new thing on the scene. I'm not sure it lasted very much longer than the inauguration of the president, but it sort of created a bit of hope on the left that maybe the next election might see some progress for that party. Of course, we've Micheál Martin struggling, you know, as the year came to an end to reassert his authority after the Jim Gavin debacle. So they were some of the main political stories of the year. As I say, I don't think it was particularly vintage. It's often
Excellent.
Like that. After a general election and all the energy that goes into an election campaign, we had that at the end of 2024, everyone's a bit exhausted, aren't they? And they kind of just pull back a bit and let things settle down and you know, we'll return to the fray with more vigour in a year or two as we get closer
excellent.
To the next election.
Okay, excellent. And that will cover our public service broadcasting remit for this hour. Well done, Dobbo. Thank you. Emer, which of the following people did not express a desire to run for the Irish presidency? Okay. Bob Geldof, Maria Steen, Michael Flatley, Gareth Sheridan, Mary Hanafin, Nick Delahanty, Enda Kenny, Joanna Donnelly, Bertie Ahern, Sean Kelly, Heather Humphreys and Dustin the Turkey.
What kind of a country are we in at all? It was either Dustin the Turkey or Mary Hanafin. I thought I had it until you said Dustin the Turkey.
No.
I'm going to say Mary Hanafin.
No, Mary Hanafin very, very vocally did so.
And did she?
Yes, yes.
I was there nodding.
I'm kind of offended because
on your show.
She kind of did it on this show. it was Enda Kenny.
Of course
yeah.
it was Enda
You've actually
Kenny.
Had a mark taken off.
Do you know what? The problem was there was too many people on the list because when you said Enda, I went him and then I'd forgotten him by the time you got to the end.
Yes, that was...
Yeah.
That was my strategy. Pat, how many of this year's names storm that affected Ireland can you name?
Oh.
I'd like three of them. You can make a stab off the pronunciation of one. You don't everyone was pronouncing it their own way anyway.
Yeah. Arthur was the first one.
Arthur.
Brian.
I had no idea, Brendan.
And Celia.
Celia.
Donald. Yeah. Okay, do you want to confer?
Yes.
Bram
was a bad one. Yeah.
We'll never forget Bram, will we, Pat?
How could we?
I know, I think I've given you all the help.
Thank you. You could have had
Aon, Floris, Amy, Claudia, and you did have Bram. So maybe.
And you know, I knew that was going to come up today. I was coming in today. I said, "Bet you're going to ask about."
But you didn't bother.
You didn't bother.
No. That'll come up.
Yeah.
I'll make a balls of it.
They still haven't beaten the name given to the very first name storm, Abigail.
Abigail.
Oh,
very good.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Time now for a round we like to call Who Wrote This Book? And you may confer with your teammates on this. Emer, who wrote the book Speaking My Mind?
Speaking My Mind.
Oh. It was a memoir.
Yes.
Of a person who felt they were Speaking their mind. And was always had a reputation for speaking his mind. Politician. Politician.
Keep going, the hints keep coming.
Spoke his mind.
Oh,
Irish.
Doctor.
Was a doctor, was a Taoiseach, all those things. Trouble with his name,
I can see him.
He was a doctor,
is
he was
still
a
with us?
He's
still with us.
He certainly is. He's not here right now, but he's with us. No, listen, I'm sorry. I am passing that over because that's a disgrace.
Leo Varadkar, of course.
Emer, as a writer, speaking my mind, is that a good name for a book?
Well, I obviously didn't remember. No.
Didn't stay in the mind at all.
Okay, well, Pat.
I'm very disappointed. No, I launched it. I spoke at the book launch and obviously it had a big impact.
Yeah.
My remarks.
Did you speak your mind?
I spoke my mind.
I'm actually taking my leave from that book. In future in life, I'm going to speak my mind. Pat, another one now that...
We have to get this, Pat. We have to get this.
Work, life, everything.
Oh, Christ.
Again, a memoir.
Yeah, and I should know this. Work, life,
everything. So
everything.
She's got a job. She's got a life. She does everything.
She does everything.
Very busy.
And she's a Tipperary woman.
No.
No, I know. I didn't think she was.
Emer.
But she's an Irish woman, you're saying.
Yeah, an Irish woman, yes.
A politician?
I was
no.
Oh.
No.
Not a politician.
Work life.
The scourge of many politicians, indeed.
Okay.
Alas. You guys are exposing yourself badly here. Okay, Fionnuala, go on.
I do, but you go ahead.
Mary McCallaghan.
Excellent.
Yes, of course.
Mary McCallaghan, of course, famously worked for RTE.
Yes. You see, I think if I write a memoir, I'm going to put my name in it, actually. Brendan O'Connor speaks his mind. What would your memoir be called?
If I had a memoir, I think it would be short and sweet.
That's lovely.
Okay, Fionnuala, who wrote this? Bouncing Back. A memoir again.
Okay.
A public figure. Yeah, not in the normal way that people become public figures.
That's an interesting description.
Yes.
Can I turn to the man on my left?
I'd say he won't be able to help you at all, but you can try.
No, hello?
It doesn't ring a bell with me at all.
It's not ringing a bell. You said bouncing back.
You could have called it springing back as well if he wanted to.
Springing back? Is that a hint to the name?
That's a hint to his name and indeed to his business. And his name is a hint to his business
spring
as well.
No.
Emer, do you know it?
No.
Nobody?
It's not Mattress Mick, is it?
And Dobbo sweeps in from nowhere and does it again.
God, he's in the long grass.
Thank God.
Wow. Right. It's only taken 14 minutes.
I'm Brian, your own now. Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Yeah, again, it's a memoir. Well-known young Irish woman doing very well. Harlar in England. Literally has a big mouth.
Yeah, I think I might confer. Is that okay? I'm going to confer.
You can confer.
We're conferring, okay? Do you think you know who this might be?
I'd be fairly confident I know who this
you
is.
Would you like to give an answer?
Absolutely.
Fionnuala's not going to give the answer.
I'm going to give the answer, Brendan. It's Vogue Williams.
It's Vogue Williams. Well done,
Fionnuala. I knew that one.
I did too. When's your memoir coming, Brian?
Almost.
Okay. Our penultimate round now, and it is sport. How confident is everyone about the sports round? Would you like to be able to confirm?
One of us needed to be confident.
No. So far behind, we'd have to.
So we'll have to confer.
We'll have conferring in this. Look, we'll try and keep this. We try and keep it accessible. Fionnuala. In a single weekend in November, two players representing Ireland scored hat tricks in their respective sports. Name them both.
Troy Parrott.
Yeah.
There's a separate person who scored a hat trick.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
Dobber knows it.
Do you know it?
No, I don't.
Okay, brilliant. Do we believe
second person?
Why would I think he'd know it?
I think
about the other. What other ball sports?
Something in rugby.
I'm hardly thinking he knows about like club hurling.
Something in rugby.
Yes.
So
it's a rugby player, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
going to give up.
Okay, it's Mac Hansen. Okay, so half a point there.
Not Mac Hansen. I'm sorry, Mac Hansen.
Listen, will we take the opportunity to relive the Troy Parrott goal?
Oh,
it's the happiest moment.
One last throw of the dice. It's all on this from Queenie Kelleher. Scales is up after it. Scales wins ahead. Yes! There's the goal. That's Troy Parrott.
That is unbelievable. He scored a hat-trick. And right at the death, Ireland have done it. I've never seen anything like it.
Until Mac Hansen scored that.
Yeah.
The lesser remembered hat-trick of that weekend, clearly. Pat,
yes.
In September, Kate O'Connor won Ireland's only medal at the World Indoor Championships in Tokyo. What sport did she compete in and what colour was her medal?
Oh, yes.
So yeah. We're confirmed.
Yeah. Okay.
The heptathlon.
Yeah. We're conferring she is a heptathlete. No.
Yeah. Well done. And do you remember
gold?
What color
she won gold?
No, she won silver, but you you got the primary one, heptathlon, which is, I know, difficult for Pat to say. So I think full points. Brian, in September, an NFL game took place in Dublin's Croke Park. Can you name one of the two teams playing?
Was it Navy?
No.
No.
Would you like to confer?
Let me confer. Yes, sir.
Hi. I feel like I do. Oh,
I know. When I said you wanted to confer, I thought you knew.
I kind of think I'm taking a punt, but I took a punt. Was one of them the Steelers?
Well done. Whoa. Yes, it was the Vikings versus the Steelers. Well done to you, Fionnuala. And Emer, finally, and you will have got a hint of this earlier, Rory McIlroy completed the career Grand Slam in April 2025 by winning the Masters, mm-hmm. joining an elite group of golfers to win how many major championships? It's not that many.
Three?
No. Four. So I presume you don't want to try the bonus point of naming the Masters, the PGA, the US Open and the Open. No, you don't. Okay, our final round then. And I'm just, I'm quietly totting scores in the back of my head here as well.
I'm hoping I get some divine inspiration before
the end of this. So this is who said this and what are they talking about? And you may confer on this one. So Pat.
Yes.
Everyone gets ticked off when I say it, but we've never had a fight. So who? What Hollywood actor was that?
Oh.
And what was he talking about?
I'm going to confirm this one.
Yeah.
Everyone gets ticked off when I say it, but we never had a fight.
Him and his wife are smug as hell.
Oh, him and his wife?
And they've never had a fight. I've given away what he's saying.
It's not Brad Pitt, is it?
No, the wrong one. Fionnuala, you have it.
It's George Clooney.
I said Clooney.
Did you say Clooney as your answer?
She said it to me.
I suggested.
He's not the quiz master on this occasion. Okay, Brian, you're who said this is. I used to manage about 100.
I used to manage about 100?
Yeah.
I used to manage. I think we'll have.
Yeah, hang on. Before you confer.
Right.
It has come up already.
I used to manage about 100.
Mm-hmm.
100. Who manages 100? What?
Are they talking about it? I don't know.
Do you want to confer?
I don't know. Manage what? Like 100 what?
Yeah. She used to manage to do about 100.
I just keep thinking of the California quote about eggs, but it's not that.
Manage to about 100.
Okay, I'm going to pass it over.
Catherine Connolly.
Oh, yeah. And what is she talking about?
The yuppies. Yeah. I'm sorry, I failed you there.
You'd agree as an armchair political analyst. That's my humour. The keepy yuppies.
The keepy yuppies was absolutely factor, it was what did it. It was what did it. Yeah, yeah. Capture the public imagination. There you go. I mean, and I'm just beating myself up. I should have known that.
Yeah. Was politics always like that, where one image or one little thing or one...
Well, certainly since social media arrived, I mean, and I suppose, you know, you get the confrontation during an election campaign, you know, the woman who confronted Simon Harris, you know, in where was it, in Kanturk or during the election. Yeah. So, you know, you get those kind of moments, they can pivot an election. Yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
But keepy up is...
I know, sorry, I should have got those.
Okay, Fionnuala, they put it on a Tuesday and I don't touch it for a week.
Oh, this is Mary McCallion about her eye makeup.
Obviously. That's good to have been. Well done. Is there method in that madness, do you think?
Well, Aisling Bonner of this parish did it and it seemed to, you know, her eyes looked incredible after the end of it. Now, from an eye health perspective, I'm not so sure, but still looked good. I did that at my wedding. I just took off the face and kept the eye on and I had it on for not as long as a week, but still looked pretty immaculate the next day. So there you go.
So your husband told you?
Yeah. So lots of other people told me.
Yes.
Who are basking in the glow of our love. So.
Exactly, yeah. Come here, going back to George Clooney. Have you had your first fight yet or would you like...
We're always fighting.
You see, that's the thing. Is it not unusual that George Clooney hasn't had a fight with his wife, Emer? It sounds a bit weird to
me. He's talking through his hat. Yeah. They have to present the immaculate
version of themselves, because they have been doing that since the start. But I believe she probably keeps him on the straight and narrow.
I'd imagine as well. I wouldn't get into an argument with
her.
With that woman.
Yeah, she's going to win.
She's a lawyer.
Don't even think about it.
Hasn't he promised that he's not going to kiss any women on in movies anymore?
He has.
That was on the basis that his wife advised him, I think was the word he used. He says it's advised.
Interesting.
Really?
Sure. That sounds like something to have a fight about.
Forcefully than that.
It wasn't a fight. She offered him some advice. He took it. No fight involved there. Okay. Emer. Who said this and what was he or she talking about? Women should be allowed to wear them. That's the bottom line.
Mm. Oh, I know this one.
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh.
There's a kind of a clue in the second part of it as well.
Trousers.
So,
it's almost as if someone could come up with
shorts.
A garment that was a combination of trousers.
I know
sports shorts.
Yes. And do you know who said women should be allowed to wear them? That's the bottom line.
I don't, off the
Anyone?
Top of my head.
No. Nobbo,
you know, I thought you did.
Sean Kelly, was it?
No. It was Micheál Martin.
Oh.
Yeah. Where were we all on the sports wars? Remember, that was the only,
that feels like 8,000 years ago now, doesn't it?
Remember, that was the burning thing that mattered one week.
I was like, that can't have been this year, was it?
Yeah. We've moved on to so many other outrages as the year went on that, Okay, a bonus question in the Who Said This round. First person in gets the point. You can give up certain products. You can give up pencils.
Donald Trump.
Well done. Nice. Yeah. I thought I'd have to give the rest of it, which is you don't need 37 dolls for your children. Two or three is nice. And he was talking about the cost of living.
Cost of living, wasn't he?
Crisis,
I have to say, we've made a comeback. I'm just trying to
Do you
plant.
Think?
I'm just going to plant.
Okay.
Right. Interesting.
This is scoring by vibes here now. Okay, so.
Do a few jokes there,
Patrick. I'm going to say thank you very much to Pat Short, Fionnuala Jones, Brian Dobson and Emer McLysett. Well done, everyone. And I'm thrilled to announce that the winners of the inaugural Brendan O'Connor Show, Memorial, Perpetual, Big Quiz of the Year, we'll give the scores. The red team have 16 points. The winners are the blue team with 25 points. Well done, Fionnuala and Brian.
Yeah, quite a big mark. Yeah.
Yes.
No,
when,
look at
when I totted it all up in my head, I will admit that the margin surprised me. Listen, you've all been great sports
Thank you.
It was really very informative as well, mainly thanks to you, Dobbin. Thanks for putting the bits of information in there, because I think
we'd like to bring added value to the occasion.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have you back. Pat Short, Fionnuala Jones, Brian Dobson and Emer McLysett. You're all winners though. Well done. Thank you very much. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.